We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what an honor it is to be here at your service speaking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. There's this interesting conversation that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam has with people from various different nationalities and various different languages. So we find that Aban ibn Taghlib, who was a famous companion of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he narrates that one day I left my house in the city of Medina and I went towards the house of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. When I reached the Imam alayhi salam's house, I found there were people there who I had not seen before, and they were all wearing the best of clothes, clothes that I had also never seen before. They were very handsome and they were completely quiet. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam began his speech, and then we all came out. There were 15 persons of different languages, and apparently they said that they could all understand what Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam had said. Among these 15 people were Arabs, Persians, Nabataeans, Abyssinians, and Sicilians. The Arab person said, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam talked with us in Arabic. The Persian person said, Imam al-Sadiq talked to us in Persian and in Farsi. The Abyssinian person said, Imam al-Sadiq talked to us in Abyssinian. And the Sicilian person said, that Imam al-Sadiq talked to us in Sicilian. And so when the companions came out, they said that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam had spoken to them in their own language. Now, this is something that is, you know, completely amazing. First and foremost, that you have people from these different backgrounds who are coming to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam to receive the Imam's knowledge. It truly shows you the global and all-encompassing persona of these divinely appointed Imams, that they're not limited to just one nationality or one ethnic background. They are truly the saviors of all of humanity. And so we find that you have Arabs and Persians and Nabataeans, Abyssinians, Sicilian. You know, these are people from pretty much all across the world. And they are coming, you know, to gain benefit and to receive knowledge from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And so this also means that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, his knowledge is greater than the knowledge of these individuals that are coming from all across the world, you know, because they're coming to benefit from knowledge that they do not have from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And again, just this idea that these are very different languages from one another. Arab and Persian, 1,000 years ago, were very different from one another, even if today they kind of have, you know, acquired things from one another. But back then they were very different. And Nabataean and Abyssinian and Sicilian, these are all very different languages. But we find that the divine knowledge of the Imams have taught them all of these different languages. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Dr. Yasser Qadhi.
So today I was reading for a project I'm doing about history, and I was reading about the Abbasids, and a figure came up, and I thought, subhanAllah, we should have a quick, short khatira about a figure of importance in our history, and someone who really represents a very interesting window into early Islam, and that is the figure of one of the great-great-grandsons of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ja'far al-Sadiq. Ja'far al-Sadiq is one of the most important scholars of our religion. He was born 80 Hijra, and did he see any of the Sahaba? This is a bit of a controversy or contested issue. Maybe he saw Anas ibn Malik. Because Anas ibn Malik, when did he die? Who can tell me? Who knows? When did Anas ibn Malik die? 95, 96 Hijra, very good, right? So Ja'far al-Sadiq is born 80 Hijra, but Anas did not live in Medina. Anas lived in Iraq. So maybe he visited, or maybe the other way around. So maybe, we're not sure. But for sure, he saw the sons of the Sahaba, and he saw the Tabi'un. And his father is narrating from the Sahaba. And so he has one or two people between him and the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, very interesting. Ja'far al-Sadiq is, of course, directly from the progeny of Ali radiallahu anhu. And in fact, there's intermarriages, so he's from Ali radiallahu anhu, from two different ancestors. Not just directly from his father, but one of his mothers is also from Ali radiallahu anhu. So he is a double birth from Ali radiallahu anhu. And, very interesting, his mother, i.e. Ja'far's mother, is Fatima, the granddaughter of Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr. Okay, so Muhammad is the youngest son of Abu Bakr. Actually, Muhammad was born after Abu Bakr died. Abu Bakr never held Muhammad in his hands because Muhammad's mother was pregnant. Abu Bakr passed away, right? So Muhammad is the youngest of Abu Bakr's children, and his granddaughter is the one who married Muhammad al-Baqir. So Muhammad al-Baqir married the granddaughter of Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr. And so they had, who did they have? Are you guys confused already? Or who did they have? Very good, Ja'far al-Sadiq.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.